You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Shane's water looked really good.
Oh, here she is. She's up getting a drink and I've pressed record. Oh, sorry. No, it's all right. I'll start without you. Hello, and you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic shorts-wearing co-host, slapping a bum, Ella Dorn. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you well?
Oh, sorry.
Yourself seated.
Yeah, I'm good. It feels like we recorded really recently. It's mad, isn't it? Just time flies.
Okay,
in the week.
So the podcast is delayed because I didn't put the correct SD card in. So we did check.
We did.
I was going to say, sure you heard us, but you didn't.
No.
So we decided we're doing the episode today on Wednesday morning. So we're a bit late, but it's fresh and it's new. It's new. We're not going to repeat
exactly
what we said yesterday. So
exactly. Fresh, new.
You miss out. So I'm always catching up with you, but sure, I am catching up with you. You were out last night.
Yeah, I just went a little walk.
Did you go for food or anything?
No, because I had eaten lasagna.
You'd eaten lasagna?
I'd eaten lasagna.
So
yeah. Very nice lasagna. Thanks, Jane.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was so tired last night. Yeah. Two slabs of the lasagna.
You ate some lasagna, yeah.
I ate some lasagna and then I was pretty much in bed after that.
Kind of Garfield mode, you were done.
It's very tired. And your media career is kicking off as well since last week.
Yeah, I'm kind of famous now, guys. I don't know.
So this is how it is. Ella's been getting media requests and she was asked to do, she was asked to do a radio interview. She said, nah, I'm fine. And now she's been asked to make a TV appearance and she's like, yeah, I'll do that. So guys, if you're sending in requests for Ella, she's not going to do any old thing. I'm going to say it that way.
I have standards, guys.
She's got standards. She's fussy about what she'll do, what she will and won't do. Sorry, my mic keeps, it's got a mind of its own. But how are you enjoying your summer? Because you said to me the other day, oh God, it feels like August. I was like, it not at all feels like August. So your brother's not even finished school yet. What are you talking about?
I've been off since mid-May.
And this is your first year having
college summers. Yeah, so I've just been on holidays for ages.
Yeah. And I suppose the last summer you were off, but you had the old LC.
Yeah.
Does the LC seem like a million years ago? Leaving Sir for anyone who's not in the lingo.
Yeah, no, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you look back at it and think, what was the big fuss about?
No.
No? Or you still have the trauma?
Not the trauma, but
you're glad you went to hell for leather.
Yeah. I understand what the big fuss was about.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I suppose I was going to say, because after a few years you won't remember what you got, but you will.
Because you get all H1s. So glad you're so proud of me. That's the first question, actually.
Is it? Oh, yeah. So today, just to have a bit of a laugh, I sent Ella this quiz. Now, I didn't look at it.
It's by Elite Daily.
And it says 32 questions.
Written by Gigi.
32 questions every girl wants to ask her mom, but never would. So I was like, okay, I think any of these questions Ella would ask me or has asked me already if she wanted to know the answers. I mean,
our mothers are the bedrock of our existence.
Okay, we don't need that thing. But
we don't think our moms are human beings.
I think
your mom is like an impenetrable force, always so strong and full of wisdom.
Impenetrable force. Hello.
Yeah. You are.
So I thought Ella would feel free, surely, to ask me any question she liked. I don't think we have those barriers to break down.
Well,
as a mom.
Well, I think that you're an impenetrable.
That's not what you said. What?
Emma, please.
Do you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I'm going to ask
you. So Ella's going to ask me some questions.
All 32 of them.
Yeah. No, but I can choose not to answer.
You have three feet. You have three no's.
I have three no's.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You have two no's.
Three no's. Yeah, okay, this is bad. I should have scrolled down a bit more.
No, three no's. Okay. Number one. Are you really proud of me?
Am I really proud of you? Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I'm definitely proud of you. Bursting with pride. Can't wait. I love when people ask me about Ella because there's so much lovely stuff to say about you.
Bursting.
It's my favourite topic.
Okay, next one. Was I a mistake?
Ooh, were you a mistake? You were...
It's going to kill me. It's going to hurt
the
me.
Best surprise I ever had.
I'm a surprise.
No, well, you definitely weren't planned.
Okay.
But it wasn't an accident. It definitely was not a negative thing.
This might be one of your vetoes.
Okay.
Were you... Okay, let me do it as American.
Okay. Are you going to do it in your own voice?
Were you really a virgin when you met Dad?
Was I a virgin when I met your dad?
You met Dad?
Do you want me to answer this?
You can veto if you want.
It was definitely my first time having sex indoors. Does that help? I have to say... I was very innocent. I wasn't very innocent 18-year-old, but I was innocent. Put it that way.
Good answer. Okay, here's a good one.
Okay, if I didn't veto that, what am I going to veto?
I know.
Okay. I can't veto too early.
Why do you tell me not to swear when you swear all the time? Did people think you were unladylike?
I don't tell you not to swear. I'd have no grounds telling anyone to do that. I try not to swear in front of your brothers, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know that I probably do swear too much, but it's just the way I speak.
Some of these are a bit shit, so I'm going to pass them.
Oh, you only want the juicy ones. Well, you are my daughter.
They're like,
imagine me asking these questions to Margie. How do you think it would go down?
Oh, I'd love that.
That's next week's episode. Yeah.
Do you still think about a guy in your past?
Do I still think about a guy in my past? No. I might think about somebody, but in like, it would be in a funny way. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I wonder what he's up to now. Or I wonder what she's up to now. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
But there's nobody, no, there's nobody who I'd look at and say the one that got away. There's no one like that. Sorry, guys.
sorry to break it to you guys.
They're all
sorry,
listening.
Bob. Do you judge me for my choices? Do you want to hear like the little bit afterwards?
Do I judge you for your choices?
Do you judge me for my choices? I tried to keep my slutty high school days a secret, but we all know you knew.
Slutty high school days a secret. Do I judge you for your decisions? No, not at all. The more decisions and choices that you make on your own terms, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Did I turn out the way you wanted?
Well, that's a weird question. Did you turn out the way I wanted? I mean, I just wanted, like, I know it sounds like,
I wanted a healthy baby.
No, but I just wanted you to be happy, like a happy person. And I think definitely, especially like the last year, because you have your own life. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you're still living here and not paying rent, but whatever. But you have your own life. And you, from where I'm looking, you seem very happy. So I'm delighted for you.
Called out with the
But breath. I honestly never thought of, like, how I wanted you to be.
Mm.
It's not my life.
Is it weird that I'm an adult now?
Yeah, it is weird that you're an adult now. But I think each phase... Are there certain things, like, say, even when a child gets into, like, when your child turns 10, that's a big age. And you're, geez, I can't believe it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or, like, when they go into secondary school. And so there's all little milestones where you go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But I think the nice thing, even when you have an adult child... And I see this with my own mum as well, that just because they're an adult, you can still care for them and help them. But it's not the same as, I mean, I'm not going to pack a lunchbox for you. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to wash your knick-knicks and all that, you know. So it's a different kind of parenting, but I suppose it is weird. But like, I think it's fantastic that you are a functioning adult. Do you know what I mean?
Debatable.
Time has to move on, and it's not a bad thing.
Here's a good one. I think I know the answer to this. Just on a whim.
Oh.
Was I the last time you had sex?
Was you the last time I had sex? No.
I think so. No. I think yeah.
No, you were. The other children, I wished and prayed for them.
Immaculate conception.
Yeah, sat in the toilet seat and happened, yeah.
Is there something you really regret not doing?
Something I really regret not doing? Mm. No. The only thing, well, I tell you one thing I do regret is I do regret not learning to swim. So I told you about I actually went to swimming lessons as an adult. And I said to the instructor, like, because I can kind of swim, but I'm just, you know, I'm not really, I hate pools. They're just the weirdest places ever. And everyone just looks like, well, not everyone, but I just look like a potato. Just like, I'm in the water. Look at me. It's just not for me.
That might be in your head, that one.
Look at me. I'm a big potato in the water. Ha!
No, but I don't think anyone sees you in the water and goes, ha, potato.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure of that. I did the lesson and I was swimming, like, not lengths, but is it sides?
Yeah, sure.
Whatever, you know, like the side of the pool. I could kind of do that. And the instructor was like, oh, like, fair play to you. Like, you can actually swim a lot more than you think. And I was like, I'm after swallowing loads of water. How did you stop doing that? And she was just like, and just close your mouth. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, I regret not learning to swim. I may go back to it, but, oh, the thoughts of it.
Here's a good one. Do you have a favourite?
Do I have a favourite what?
Child, I presume.
Child.
And just like, now, like, if you don't answer, I'll just presume you mean me.
I don't have a favourite child, but I definitely did think about when you and, especially when Joe was coming along.
Mm.
I think it happens to lots of people if they have one child and then they're having a second child. Mm. You kind of do worry, like, oh, how am I going to feel the same about that child as I do about my first child? Or, you know.
I never do, yeah.
You're worried about it. But I was definitely worried that I was never going to have the same relationship with your brothers because me and you had so much one-on-one time, just ourselves. Mm. So I suppose I was more conscious of you not being my favourite before the boys were born.
Yes, I'm your favourite. was there ever a time when you really didn't like me?
When I really didn't like you?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you annoyed me, but it was never like a long-lasting thing.
Ever really don't like me?
No. You annoy me when you... when I come downstairs and there's something mad in the kitchen. What was the thing the other day? We were like, oh, that was Ella.
Oh, I left the cheese open all night.
Yeah! And I came down into the kitchen the other morning, right? A big slab of cheese on the counter, not in its wrap or anything, just like smacked on the counter. And I was just like, what was that? And Shane was out the other night. I assumed it was him. That's why I said nothing. I was like, oh, he was obviously hammered and just started like milling into like a chunk of cheese. And then we found out it was you. And I was like, of course it was Ella. What was that necessary?
I came back.
So those things.
I came back from work and I was a little bit hungry.
Yeah, but why did you have to take out a slab of cheese, travel on the counter and fuck off to bed?
I forgot. Obviously, I forgot.
Not even in the wrapper. So no, you only annoy me. Like, sometimes it's short-lived.
Did you really want a daughter?
Did I really want a daughter?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have a boy.
Mm.
I was convinced that I was going to have a boy. So then when I found out I was going to have a girl, I was like, oh, okay. But I think it was definitely, I think it was definitely a good thing.
Good thing. Okay, here's a good one. Did you ever have second thoughts about getting married?
Did you ever have second thoughts about getting married? Not married.
No second thoughts.
US quiz. Never been married. Not going to get married. Unless it's for tax reasons.
Are you a real person?
Am I a real person?
Is there a person under all the mom armor?
Oh, the mom
armor. You can't possibly be as strong as you seem to be.
Jesus. I'm a real person.
What is something crazy you did in college?
Something crazy I did in college? Not much. I was fairly diligent in college. What happened, so when I went to college, Margie was at home, mind you. Mm. So I was like, I had this pressure of like, right, like, well, I have to get a degree because, you know, everyone's helped me out or whatever. And then it wasn't until like my fourth year that I started like loosening up a bit more. Mm. So I was fairly like, okay, grand, I'll get through college. We'd had a break out of college where we did this like work experience thing for like 6 months. Mm. I'd gotten a job. I was kind of like relaxed into motherhood at that point as well. So did I get up to anything crazy? No, I still didn't get up to anything crazy. Like I wasn't with anyone in my class. Mm. Maybe I think there was like one smooch or something. Oh, like there was more than, I just mean someone in my class, like there was more than one smooch, obviously. One thing, it's not crazy, but one time we went to the freshers thing, mm-hmm. you know, like end of term. And the next day that night I came home and I used to have these like suede boots with fur on them. Mm-hmm. They were really nice. And I couldn't get them open. Like I was hammered, couldn't get them open. So then the next day I had to go to college and I was in bits. Mm. And James was like, oh, I'll give you a lift. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, grand. So he was giving me a lift and he stopped at a petrol station and I got out of the car and I had a puke in the sand bucket while he was in the petrol station. And then I got back into the car.
Crazy.
But nothing crazy. It's just an owl hungover puke.
This is a similar question. Did you also do skanky things in college?
No, I only would have been dying to be doing skanky things in college. Skanky things in college. Such an American word, isn't it?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Is that your real hair colour?
Oh, my God. Do people know nothing about their mothers?
I know, I presume they mean, like, when they've gone grey and they're, like, still, they're dying at their, like, naturalish colour.
Hey, but, like, do they not know? They've known their mothers their whole life. Just not hear their mom going, I have to go home and get my hair dyed.
Mm.
This is weird.
I know. Do you think I'm smart?
Yes, I do. I think you're smart. I think you're incredibly smart and you're different types of smart. I think you're academically smart. I think you're emotionally smart as well.
This is great for my ego.
I think you're creatively smart.
My ego is getting massive right now. It's bigger than the rest.
Socially smart as well.
My head is expanding.
You're smart in lots of different ways.
Thanks. Do you still think Dad is hot?
Do I still think Dad is hot?
Mm.
Yeah, your father's a good looking man. I don't go with no uggos.
If you were my age, would you be my friend?
Yes, I'd love to be your friend.
And I think that was very quick.
Yeah, and I think if you were my friend, you know what? I think you would definitely be that friend that, do you know, this is exactly who you would be, right? I'd stay in your house. Okay, like we just have a little sleepover, like watch a movie or whatever. But you would 100% be that friend where, you know, like the next day after you sleep in someone's house and you just talk like shite and you laugh at everything.
When you've gone berserk.
Yeah. You would 100% be that friend. And I know that we would be there like pissing ourselves and everyone else like, guys, just come on. It's just like, just guys, can we just have a bit of...
7 a.m.
Yeah, you would definitely be the friend to get giddy with over nothing. Over nothing, like...
My friends could vouch for me. I'm not giddy at all.
I get you giddy though, you see. I think you'd be kind enough to feed into my giddiness.
Never been giddy before.
What?
No, never been giddy before.
No, you are...
Never.
Are you being sarcastic now?
Never been giddy.
Mary, get in touch. Is she the giddy goat?
No.
Is she the giddy goat? I know another little giddy goat when I see one.
Giddy goat.
Yeah.
You're afraid of becoming your mother. That was a blanket statement.
Oh.
Are you afraid I'm becoming you?
No, not at all. I don't think... No. But you're going to end up being like your mother or the people you spend time around, whether you like it or not. Like,
yeah,
that's just the way it is, isn't it? Like, sorry, not sorry.
Mm.
So is there any other questions that weren't on that list that you'd ask me?
Mm.
Or that you don't know about me? See, because I think when I was growing up, we didn't get to get information about what our parents were like before they got together and had kids.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It was all kind of a little bit hush-hush. And then every so often there'd be a picture. Did you hear about the picture of Hot Pants?
No.
Did you hear about this? So like, I knew nothing about... I knew that my parents met at a Halloween party. And then...
You used to me.
Did you know they met at a Halloween party? No, they met at a Halloween party. But like... They were 17 and 19, right? So I'm kind of like, okay, going to a Halloween party when you're 17. I'm like, okay, spill. And then I'd be told like, oh, well, that's just the way it was. We just used to have parties because there wasn't clubs and stuff for young people to go to. So I was like, okay, grand. Wouldn't hear, basically it was like they met at a Halloween party when they were 17 and 19. And yeah, then the story went dead. So I was like, okay, like there must have been something going on. Or that, you know, there must have been doing something. So this picture emerged of a woman in hot pants with my father. And I was just like, and it wasn't my mother. So there was a fierce excitement. I was just like, who was hot pants? Hot pants supposedly went to a wedding wearing hot pants. Okay. And I was like, Marty would never. I was like, who is this girl? How can he be like, why wasn't he with somebody who was exactly the same as his future wife? I was like, what's going on, guys? But it's all very like, you know, and this is like crumpled up black and white photos.
Mm.
Like you Google these people and there's nothing there. So I don't know if that exists anymore. I mean, do you think now...
Did you actually see that photo?
Yeah. No, I saw the photo.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Not a figment of your imagination.
There was many witnesses to that photo. But like, right, so I'd say you probably know me quite well.
I don't know.
But do you think, what about your friends with their parents? Do you think there's a level of openness or whatever?
I don't know. I can't speak for my friends.
Yeah. I don't even think it's an age thing, though. I think it's just... Well, personally, I think now it's a generational thing that people are just more open.
I think it depends on people.
Perhaps. Maybe I don't know you as well as I think I know you.
Maybe you don't. And on that note...
Now, do you know what I do sometimes? Before we go, yeah, we'll head off now in a sec. Before we go, something I do sometimes is I check to see who you follow on Instagram just to try and get a gauge of who you are as a person.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm following about 800 people.
I have the time.
And I've never unfollowed. I haven't unfollowed someone in years. So.
Yeah, but I have the time.
Oh, that rustled her.
Well, I was drinking some water. Well, I've never unfollowed anybody, and so you basically were letting me know there's no information to be gathered
no information, but some of it might be old information.
But I can see the people who you followed most recently, can't I?
I don't know.
Okay, guys.
I'm just going to go look through who you're following.
Yeah, do. It's there. Well. It's information for everybody.
I recommend to all the listeners to check out who Emma really is. check out who Emma's following. Is she really the comedian that you all think she is? 938 people. You're following more than me.
Is that a bad thing?
Following all my friends, weirdo.
Oh, well, they followed me first.
Weirdo.
I didn't follow.
Following Paddy Power. Okay.
Yeah.
These are all just people that you sponsor.
Okay. Well, look. Right, guys.
It's literally just companies eating spawns food. It's not.
Oh, talk about throwing a bit of shade. Ella, show a bit of respect for your mother. Right, we're going to shoot off. Thanks for listening so much.
Oh my God, you're following an account called Drugs, Drugs, Drugs. Emma!
You're following an account called Sexy Mad Time? What's that all about?
You're following an account called Sexy Men?
Ooh, maybe I will follow that account, see what's going down. Oh, you're going to go, you're going to search for, oh, please. Look, we're going to go, Ella's searching sexy men. We're busy. Yeah, sexy men, sexy men. Hotness guys, sexy men. What? Oh my God.
I'm following.
God. Look, I'll have to go and supervise her on the phone. I'll have to put the child lock back on. Thanks for listening. We'll chat to you next week. Sorry about the delay. And do get in touch if you would like to ask anything, hear anything, say anything. Be much appreciated. We'll chat to you next week. Ella, is there anything you'd like to say?
Just remember to rate, review, subscribe. Bye.
Bye, guys.